Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There was this, if there's any women out there and you got yourself a good husband, watch out. You know, it's one thing, you got to keep your man, right?
Yeah.
It can be tough. But now, there's a thing called hunting season for married men. Right. So there are women out there, not, obviously, it's not crazy amount of women, but there are women out there that prefer to hook up with a married man, one. They can get what they need and then throw them back.
Okay.
Which is very savage.
Yeah.
Borderline gross. But, you know, there's some women that are like, I just want the sex, but I don't want the relationship. I don't want that hassle. Right. I don't have time for the relationship right now. I'm working on me or whatever the reason is.
I understand.
So this woman, she goes, I don't know what it is, but I love a married man. And her and her friend have what they call hunting season. And apparently this is a real thing. They go out there and they hunt for married men.
Okay.
And then they have sex with married men. And then that's it. And they throw them back.
Okay.
Catch and release.
You don't think about women doing that.
Uh-uh.
You know what I mean?
But she finds usually married men are put together. You know, they have somebody that's, you know, helping them out fashion-wise, you know, that type of stuff. And, you know, because they don't know what they're going to get with a single guy. They could get a big giant weirdo.
Yeah.
So they assume that since
a married guy is, yeah, somewhat more normal.
That there's a better shot at, there's, that guy probably has more going on for him than a single guy.
Right.
And there's just something about, obviously, getting one over on another woman. That was another thing that they like. They like to, you know, get one over on another woman,
right,
which I found to be pretty rude. But are there any dudes out there that are married? Have you been hit on by women? And maybe you've been a good guy and turned them down.
Right.
But you noticed after you got married, you were getting hit on a lot more.
Maybe
men have a confidence. When they're not married, they walk around like, oh, I don't know if I'll get married. But then they get married, and then they have this confidence.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely, there's no doubt about that.
Well, you have to have double the confidence.
I do, because I've been married twice. So, yeah, I don't walk around feeling out of place, I guess. I don't walk around insecure, if you will. You know, because I'm also not looking. So I think that helps when you're a married guy, and you're not looking. Like, you're not being like some weirdo that's like, oh my God, there's girls over here.
I gotta get laid.
I don't even notice a lot of times, you know, because I'm just kind of in my own world and I'm already married. So it's like, you know, I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about finding somebody to be with me. And so maybe there is a confidence level about that you walk around with.
These two guys here, John, you have no confidence. Jared, you seem sort of confident, but I bet you feel a lot better once you're married.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to get married. I want to walk into a Target and feel like all the eyes are on me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't happen. And the eyes don't just instantly come, but I'm just saying you just feel you're not worried about it. And when you're not worried about something, you probably get it thrown at you more.
Yeah. There's just a swagger, if you will.
But I got to be honest, that has not happened. So.
It has not happened since you got married?
My DMs are very dry.
Dry?
Very dry.
Oh, that has to be terrible for
They're actually disrespectfully dry.
That is unfortunate for you.
It is unfortunate.
A man that really appreciates a good DM.
Yeah, for sure. I did have one girl with the recent picture I posted call me daddy in a DM, but that kind of got me going a little bit.
Yeah.
Too. I was like, ooh, I still got it.
Still got it. Were you with your golf outfit?
I was.
Yeah.
I'm just looking a little, I mean, I'm not looking trim, but I'm not looking like I'm 300 pounds. So,
yeah, but
you know.
Got a tan going on.
Yeah. And I got my douche magoosh glasses.
Yeah.
Girls really love douche magooshes. They love them.
What's up, Summer?
Hey.
So what you got going on? Do you go after the married man, or have you had somebody go after your husband?
Well, I mean, I guess if you want to call it, yeah, I go after the married men, but it's not as effortful. You know, it's not hard.
Okay. So it's not a difficult thing to attract a married man and get him to cheat on his wife, is what you're saying?
No, not at all. I mean, the way it works is my best friend and I have this, I don't know, this game that we play. We call it Call of Booty.
Call of Booty, okay.
Yeah, because we just have like a soft spot for married men. And so we try to see who can get the most of them. So it's like a little competition between us.
All right. So it's COD, but with dudes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right. So you and your female friend, you have another woman that does this?
Yeah, my best friend. We've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, she's my best friend.
Yeah.
She's a real nasty bitch.
Right.
She goes after married men.
We got to work on this one.
Yeah, we'll work on it. Yeah. Okay.
Well, so there are girls out there that actually do this.
Wow.
I felt like girls did not, if they saw a married man, it was like, meh, he's done. Like, I did not know that I was an attraction to other girls, so that's interesting.
Well, no, I mean, I think for some people, I mean, everybody's different. And, right. Like, I know a lot of people judge me about it or whatever, but well, I'm not ashamed of it. It's sort of like, I don't know, when a guy's married, it's like he's already been through training. You
right.
know what I mean? Like,
yeah. He's been put through, he's passed somebody's tests.
You don't feel any remorse? Like, there's some wife that's just trying to be a good wife at home, and then you come in and you're throwing all your singleness at this man.
Well, no. I mean, honestly, if I'm being honest, no, I don't feel guilty because I feel like if they're going to cheat in the first place, there's got to be an issue already. Like a lot of wives, if we're being honest, a lot of wives get married and then they let themselves go. And then it's not that hard when their husband isn't getting attention and what he needs for me to swoop in.
Okay, so you're blaming the wives.
Well, I'm not blaming them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. Okay. So you're saying that these husbands are hungry because they're not being fed at home. So then when you a delicious meal shows up, obviously husbands will then.
Is she the delicious meal, the girl on the phone? Is that what she's saying?
Yes.
I got you. Okay.
She's the yummy snack.
I got it.
Well, dang.
It's almost like honestly, if you think about it, like, and I know this is not a popular opinion, but I really don't care. It's almost like, I don't know, I'm sort of like a free sex therapist because I bet they go back a lot happier than they were when they came to me. And they're probably nicer to their wives.
Okay, so you're helping out marriages is what you think.
I mean, on some level, yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't know, like sort of outreach, I guess.
Okay. Well, don't hang up. Is your name Summer as well, ma'am?
Two Summer? Summer, mm-hmm. Summer?
Oh, yeah, damn. It is.
Okay. What's going on? What do you think? Do you also go after married men?
No, I don't. I've been married for 3 years, and my husband actually does get DMs, but he shows me, and I see, like, his replies and everything. He's like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm happy. Like, I don't need anything. So, like, it's been, like, 3 years, and he's still show them to me, but girls do try to go after him because we're married now.
And you attribute that this sudden sex appeal to your man is because he's married?
No, I think it's because I give him enough loving.
Okay, so what do you think about this other Summer who hooks up with the married men, like likes to steal your man because some women aren't taking care of their men at home?
You know what? To each his own, because there are some girls who withhold sex from their husbands.
Yeah.
And that's not cool. Like, and if they're not getting it at home, they are going to get it somewhere else.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Summer. Summer was on your side.
Uh-huh.
So she's saying, there are women out there that withhold the booty, and then men obviously go out there, and they're hungry, and then some other, you know, attractive snack is looking at them like, get me. And then they do it.
That's crazy.
And yeah, but like, can I say something to the other Summer?
Sure.
This is my advice. DMs are like roaches. And for everyone you see, there are a ton more that he is not showing you.
Well, you could have you could
all
be
right.
correct That's, in yeah. that. He shows her those DMs to keep her on her toes and to reinforce, like, hey, you got a good man. Don't slip up because it'd be real easy for me to find another woman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yeah, let me go to Crystal real quick. You know, I'm kind of shocked because this I have a woman on the phone right now that admits to hooking up with married men and not a lot of pushback. Let's go to Crystal.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead. How you doing?
Okay, good. So that's actually funny because my brother-in-law, he's, of course, in cells. And in cells, the single men wear fake wedding bands. For some reason, it helps the cell with, I don't know what, shows commitment.
Okay.
And they all sleep with women like Summer because they're easy.
Okay.
So I thought that was just so funny.
Okay, so are you mad at Summer, or are you like, Summer's doing a badass thing? I can't tell.
No, it's just, it's funny. It's funny because she thinks she's doing a badass thing, but yet she doesn't even know if these guys are actually even really married.
Okay, so you're saying that these guys could be, you know, posing as married men, but they're not really married.
Yes, that's okay. What my brother-in-law does all the time.
So your brother-in-law pretends to be married because he gets hit on more.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, wow.
That is incredible.
He's got a game.
Summer, do you think you've ever fallen for that?
They're so right, though, because girls probably look at guys when they're a certain age, and if they're single, they're going to look at it like, why is that guy single? He's
weirdo.
Broken. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's something wrong with him.
Have you been bamboozled, Summer?
I mean, I wouldn't say bamboozled, but I mean, I've gotten guys who are, I found out later, like technically separated or divorced, and that's just kind of not as exciting. So, I mean, that has happened to me, but I don't know, it'd be hard. I've gotten pretty wise to it. There's a certain sadness and kind of, I don't know, pallor that would be hard to fake. These guys are really married.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Crystal. Watch out for that scam that's going on out there where dudes are wearing fake wedding rings.
That's insane.
What's up, Stacy?
So, I mean, I just want to point out that this woman sounds absolutely desperate. Like, if you cannot get your own man that has no other ties, you have to go after a married man, you are desperate, and you are going to die a lonely old hag because you're too busy going after somebody else's man instead of taking care of your own business.
So somebody who is adamantly against it.
Okay, so Stacy, you think it's rude what she's doing.
Yes, like men stray. Don't get me wrong. Like, if a man were to come to her, and I wouldn't think that was her fault. You know, I really wouldn't.
But she's pursuing men.
I blame the woman. She is pursuing them. Like, she finds it attractive. When I look at a man and he has a wedding ring, that's automatically a turnoff because that's somebody else's man. That's somebody else's husband. That's somebody else's father. Like,
well,
you don't.
Well, one woman's trash is another woman's treasure.
That is a sacred oath. No. I mean, yeah, that's fine, but then that makes you a hoe. I mean, that's all that
wow.
is.
Wow. Nice. Summer, are you going to take that? So she called you a hoe.
You can have that attitude and you can have that mentality, but you're going to die alone and you're going to die an alone hoe.
Okay, now she's calling you an alone hoe.
Damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Well, I mean, I'm not just calling her that. It's a fact. You can't change
okay.
the fact.
Summer, are you gonna take this?
Well, you know, I just...
She can't even take somebody else's man. That's why she's still single. So she can try and take whatever she wants.
Sweetie, you sound really, really personally invested in this issue, and I'm sorry for whoever hurt you. It might have been me, baby.
Invested in this. I was married, and people do not take that oath seriously like you. My husband was a hoe, and you're a hoe. So yes, of course it's personal.
Okay.
Well, maybe if you took it down a notch and you tried to not be so shrill. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I wouldn't have to be so shrill if people were such hoes and such.
Damn, like, she's really calling
know,
her
like,
a hoe.
Regardless of just the hoe status, like just the morality of it. Like, let's talk about the morality of the situation. You're never going to be a good wife. You're never going to be a good daughter. You're never going to be a good mother because you can't even be
Damn,
a good person.
Damn, now she says she ain't going to be a good
wife.
Oh my God.
That's the truth, though. I mean, why is nobody calling her out? Like, why are we?
Please.
These are the facts.
All right, Summer.
Well,
would you
let
like
me tell you some facts.
Okay, Summer wants to
tell
you some facts.
Sweetheart. You go ahead and tell me.
the fact that you define being a woman by being a daughter, a mother, a wife says a lot about how much you're satisfied with yourself.
I define being a woman by having morals. Did you miss that part? I'm sure you did, because I don't think it registered.
Well, it's hard to make it out with all your screaming, you know,
morality. Morality. Like, learn it.
Okay.
Well, you sound sad.
Yeah.
All right. Stacy, you find what she does to be offensive. And Summer, Stacy's comments, is this going to change your hunting season when you go hunt for married men?
No, it just makes me feel like they need my services more, frankly.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Stacy. Appreciate it.
Beth on Twitter said she's right. Let his wife tame him. Just give me the money and what's in Zaddy's pants. Damn.
All right, so that's
so there's a real divide here.
There's a girl that's on your side, Summer.
I think there's a potential for us to host some fights.
Yeah.
Hoes versus wives.
What's up, Joanne?
Boxing.
Yeah. I get where Summer's coming from. You know, men do stray, but she's pursuing them. If they're married, I mean, that should be like an automatic sign not to mess with them. I mean, I understand where she's coming from, but, I mean... It's like
well, she's saying that married women need to step up their game in the bedroom so that their men don't go out there with, you know, with ammo in the tank, if you will.
Men are just winning.
Yeah. I know where she's coming from on that, you know, exactly. But
she's saying that a lot of wives withhold sex in relationships.
She shouldn't be pursuing them.
Well, but she doesn't, you know, I got you. Well, thank you, Joanne. Let's go to DJ. What's up, DJ?
Hi, I just wanted to say that I definitely don't agree with what you're doing because you're pursuing them just like everybody else is saying. Because I understand it takes two to tango. Like, if that guy is going to do it, he's going to do it. But the fact that you're pursuing it, definitely have no morals.
No morals. Your morals have been attacked, Summer.
Yeah, I really couldn't care less because at the end of the day, they're gonna step out. And the thing is, I keep my business clean. I keep a tidy house downstairs.
Hey, Drew Scott here, and I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.